The state estimates the island of Oahu needs close to 2,600 housing units built each year over the next decade. But less than 900 units were built last year. Economist Paul Brubaker says the government regulatory process is to blame.
I graduated from Kailua High School in 1973, a year in which there were 13,000 housing units authorized by building permit. In 1 year, Coleridge and Hōʻopili combined without computers. Okay, if you got a process that used to issue 13,000 building permits a year and now with computers and apps and whatever, bro, the problem is you.
Brubaker says since the mid-1970s, less than 1% of existing housing stock is built each year. Maui Mayor Alan Arakawa says the state has not kept up with building the infrastructure needed and has passed on these responsibilities to developers instead.
On Maui, in my lifetime, we've tripled the population. In the next 60-some-odd years, because I'm 66 now, you can expect that population to again triple. Within 100 years, you can expect it to be four times what it is, and you're going to see this progression of growth. But the departments and the county over-regulate ad nauseum to make it almost impossible to get the permits, and all of the costs are being dumped on the developments, which make it almost impossible to be able to pencil out any of the projects.
But the state says it's on track to build 10,000 units by 2020. Denise Iseri Matsubara is the governor's senior special assistant.
About 5,300 units have been produced since Governor first took office. 40% of those are affordable. Another 1,400 units are under construction, and another 4,500 units are in some stage of the planning phase.
Iseri Matsubara says the governor and legislature added $150 million to the state's affordable housing accounts managed by the Hawaii Housing Finance and Development Corporation. But Reverend Bob Nakata from Faith Action for Community Equity says that's not reality.
Everybody agrees affordable housing is the worst problem in the state. But who is talking about the kind of funding necessary to do affordable housing? Housing is an expensive proposition, so the political will to provide that funding is not there.
Meanwhile, economist Brubaker says the supply side of housing, the developers, cannot navigate the regulatory process in time to meet increased peaks in demand.
We're not in a housing crisis right now. Interest rates are low. We're not having a bubblicious valuation moment. So home prices are rising along sort of the long-term trajectory. This is the moment to build housing because people can actually finance it and get in. Don't wait. Don't screw it up.
For HPR News, I'm Wayne Yoshioka.